Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise pros, Stan the Man, Paul Segretto. Time to show you the way of franchising today. Hey, do you possess the spirit of an entrepreneur? Or lay your business plan down like a rug or a floor? Or maybe you have a dream of opening a chain of delis? Or whatever passion lights that pilot light under your belly? Or do you want to start a business, fam, using the proven trademark from another brand? And grow together and expand like a rage of fire, from a single to a multi-unit empire. Well, pay attention to this podcast that you hear and streaming in HD. Fine-tune both your ears, and Stan and Paul lays down the law. Whether you want to be a franchisee or a franchisor, it's all about sustainable growth, the sensible franchising, proven concepts, and smart enterprising. So use your left and right side of your brain and absorb this knowledge here of franchising today. Badlands, baby. Franchising today, sustainable growth, the sensible franchising. Franchise today. Sustainable growth. The sensible franchise. Franchise today. Franchise today. Franchise today. Yeah.
Hello, everyone in the franchise world. My name is Paul Segretto, and this is Franchise Today. And of course, that was a good friend of ours, Badlands Booker, with our little ditty about Franchise Today, and of course joined by my co-host Stan Friedman in Hotlanta. Stan, good afternoon.
And right back at you, birthday boy. Happy birthday, Mr. Segretto.
Thank you very much. 61 years old today. I don't feel a day over 60.
Well, it's a beautiful day in Hotlanta. I know you're struggling with some foul air down in Houston, but hey, it's just, you know, another walk in the park. It's like a day in Atlanta. It's like that all summer long with smog and pollution, but I'm sorry that you're struggling on your birthday, my friend, and I hope you have a great day and a great evening and that your family and you get to celebrate. Hope you get to see your grandkids and make the most of
definitely.
A happy day.
Definitely. I appreciate it. You know, and it is the hot days of summer, the dog days of summer. And we're getting close to wrapping up the month of August, and August has been a hot month for Franchise Today, especially the last 2 weeks, where we've had the founders of the Gym Guys, Josh York, and of course the founder of Nine Round Fitness, Shannon the Hammer Hudson. Really two great shows. God, so much energy. I mean, we got off the phone with got off the air 2 weeks ago with Shannon Hudson, and I thought, my God, this guy's full of energy. And then we had Josh York on, and
right.
Josh took it to a totally
another place.
Different level.
Yeah.
I mean, it was extraordinary. What an extraordinary guy.
Well, we got some high energy to go through here today, too. And I got to tell you, though, before I even get to the front of the house, a most amazing experience that inconvenienced me greatly today, but I can't imagine what it's going to cost Jimmy John's. So I get on the phone, not phone first. First I get on my computer to place my typical number to you every Wednesday before showtime Jimmy John's order. And I get a pop-up on the screen that says, we can't take online orders today. Please call this number. So I call the number. It's the store. And when I get on the line, I find out it's worse yet. Not only can't they take an online order, but they can't take an order for payment by credit card. I said, really? That wouldn't have happened if I was ordering from John Smith subs. I'll bet Ray will agree with me on that when we get him in here in a few minutes. But wow, what will that cost? I can't imagine. That store here in Buckhead, I mean, we've got their drivers in and out of this office 80 or 90 times a day, and we're just one office suite in one building, you know. That's got to be monumental. So I hope they get that figured out before it's time for my next number two, Paul. Also, in the front of the house, just a few things to touch on today, and one is congratulatory shout-out, not once but twice, to my good friends at Zoop for opening a new location in Eagan, Minnesota, as part of the grand opening. That franchisee has raised and donated $2,275 for Open Arms of Minnesota, which delivers free meals to people in the area suffering from life-threatening illnesses. Well, a big fat shout-out to Anthony Steffen, the new franchisee. And another shout out goes to Zoop. As part of their 20th anniversary, they teamed up with local franchise partners to honor 20 fire departments across the country by delivering rescue care packages. Among the fire departments were Station Number 1 in Maumee, Ohio, as well as Troy Fire Station Number 3 in Troy, Michigan. The packages included soup, of course, soup, bread, and a beverage. But great stuff. You know, we're going to be talking about a culture of giving back today, and those two stories just caught my eye. I also want to congratulate our friends Barb Moran and Pete Baldin at the Moran Family of Brands. You know, we're familiar with the terms combos and trombos, as we're also familiar in the food industry with restaurants that open up, you know, in multi-branded environments and co-brand. Well, here comes Moran opening a new location with a Milex, a Mr. Transmission, a SmartView, and an Altamira, all four being Moran brands, but they're putting all four of these together at one location with a franchisee who is going to be operating all four. And that's, you know, that's a great milestone, and kudos to our friends at Moran. Also want to call out and shout out a chicken salad chick message. They're rapidly approaching 100, Paul. They're opening up number 92 in Spring Hill, Tennessee, and closing in on that all-important 100-store milestone. As you said, a lot going on in franchising, and, you know, supposed to be the dog days of summer, but always, always, we find ourselves with plenty to talk about in our world, don't we?
We sure do, and I especially want to, you know, ride on those kudos to Barb Moran and Pete Baldin. Definitely have a place in my heart, considering I was with Moran back in the early 90s as its president, so I'm happy to see that brand continuing to grow. And, of course, I want to also shout out my own kudos to Rich Simtop. You know, how come we haven't had him on the show? And, of course, he's the founder of Zoop, so we need to arrange that.
Actually, just we should certainly do that. Richard's a great guy, been a great friend for a number of years. But give the devil his due. Eric Ursher is actually the founder of Zoop. Richard's just one
okay.
super
Sorry
one super
that.
CEO. he's actually he is a co-owner and the CEO. But Eric Ursher is entitled to the founder's rights. So make certain we clear that up. Hey, one other thing. Just talking restaurants, I caught an article in QSR that I think is worthy of mention. You know, a lot of people here probably have not heard of GDPR, but GDPR is a European privacy law that's come into effect that's going to impact a lot of people, food people amongst them. But even we as domestic focused franchise executives need to be honing in on GDPR and the impact of who comes to your website and whose information you collect. And if any of them are in the European Union, you are most certainly going to be impacted by GDPR. So my suggestion is, if you're familiar with it, great, stay on top of it. And if you're not, go Google GDPR and study up on the impact that this will have. Even if you're not doing business anywhere in the U.S., but the U.S., you may have people coming to you from outside the U.S., and if so, this is something you need to concern yourself with as well. That covers the front of the house, Paul. I'm going to take no more of race time because I can't wait for the introduction of a good friend and a peer in franchising, and you're going to tell our audience who it is.
Absolutely, and of course, today's show is titled The Importance of Giving Back, and I think we have the individual that probably takes that to the quintessential level. And of course, I'm referring to our guest today, Ray Titus. And in addition to serving as CEO of United Franchise Group and, of course, its affiliated companies, Ray's a lifelong entrepreneur who began his career with his father, franchising legend Roy Titus, and went on to develop a group of successful brands and franchise development services. Today, he discusses with us the Titus Center for Franchising at Palm Beach Atlantic University, officially kicking off its second year of enrolling college students in the program. And more importantly for listeners, the upcoming Selling Franchises Boot Camp that's happening in January 2019. Ray, welcome to Franchise Today.
Well, thank you, Paul and Stan. It's a honor to be on your show, and I really appreciate all that the two of you do to promote franchising worldwide.
Appreciate that,
well,
Ray.
We definitely take that personally, very personally. So thank you for recognizing that and acknowledging it. It's certainly an honor coming from an esteemed gentleman in franchising like yourself. You know, we spend a lot of time at the beginning of our shows talking with our guests about how franchising finds them. And, of course, your situation is a little bit different, obviously, being the son of franchising legend Roy Titus. So you kind of was born into franchising. But for the benefit of our listeners that might not know that part of your journey, if you could share a little bit of those early years and take us into the United Franchise Group, and then, of course, to what we want to talk about today, which is the Titus Center for Franchising at Palm Beach Atlantic University.
Sure, Paul. You know, for me, like you said, I don't know if I had much of a choice. You know, when you're in a family business, you're in the family business when you start out. And so when my dad started Minuteman Press, the printing franchise, in the early 70s, we were all working, everyone in my family was working in the business and through in different stages. And my eighth grade school paper was how to start a franchise company. So my teacher kept me afterwards and asked me in what industry it was going to be in. And I told him I didn't know, but I knew it was going to be franchising, because from an early age, I just love the concept of helping other people achieve their goal and dreams of owning their own business and providing for their families. So I grew up in sports and played basketball and used that and hard work and goal setting and hard driving and those things. And I applied it in business as I got older. And when I came out of college, I went to work with my dad for a year, and then we started Signorama in 1986. And I was 23 at that point, and I ran the first store and hired production and salespeople, and we built that business to start franchising. And from there, you know, 32 years later, I'm 55 years old, and we have 8 brands, 1,600 franchisees in 80 countries worldwide, and based here in West Palm Beach. And so from our standpoint, it's been a fantastic journey, and our franchisees have done amazing, amazing things out there in all our different brands. And starting with Signorama, we then – the second one we started was Embroid Me, which the last year and a half we changed the name to Fully Promoted to kind of better suit the business model and the franchisee's business. The next one we did was Transworld Business Advisors, and it's a business brokerage. After that, we did Super Green Solutions, which is energy efficient products and services, and Experimac, which is our pre-owned Apple computers and iPhone and phone fix-it and repair. Then we got into food with John Smith Subs. And, yes, Stan, we definitely can help you with your sandwich today. And the Great Greek, which is out of Las Vegas, which is a Greek restaurant that's doing really well. And Venture X, which is our co-working space, which that industry is just booming. So we've got 8 brands, 1,600 franchisees in 80 countries worldwide. And we have a big company, but we really run it like a small company so that we can make quick change, and we don't need committees and board of directors decisions. You know, we're the same as our franchise owners. We're entrepreneurs, and we can make quick decisions and move forward. And so that's what we've been doing for 32 years. And so, like I said, I'm 55. But, Paul, I wish you a happy birthday today. And
Thank you.
That's a great milestone. You're so much older than I am, and I look forward to those years ahead. Right.
If Paul was older, gosh, I must be Ben Franklin here.
Yeah, I wasn't going down that road.
Yeah, well, I kind of headed it off anyway because I knew if I didn't, you would. So,
yeah, probably would.
Hey, Ray, we want to talk a lot today about the Titus Center, but before we even get there, I want to peel the onion back a little further to some things that I've read about you and your years growing up, and that as busy as your dad was with business, he always had time to coach. He always had time to be involved in giving back. And it's in that spirit that the Titus Center was even born. So I think before we even talk about what the Titus Center in the current tense is all about and how you and Dr. Hayes are living the dream of helping to create a new wave of entrepreneurs. There's something in the history of your family and your father-in-law that I think the audience would benefit from knowing about, because really there probably wouldn't be a Titus Center but for the fact that there was a JJ first. Isn't that right?
Yeah, oh, that's absolutely right, Stan. I take very, very little credit for that achievement, because JJ, my father-in-law, had so much to do with the opening of it and the establishment of it. But really, it was the mindset that dates back to my dad. I remember being in ball games and going out for opening tips and player announcements, and like all kids, you look into the stands to see your family, are they there? And mm-hmm. My dad was always there. He'd fly in from a trade show or a business meeting in other countries, and he'd go right to the ball games and he'd be there. And so it was always great to see his commitment to me in that regard, and then I obviously took that with my own kids. And building a business like we've built requires a big commitment, a lot of time and a lot of travel, and been on too many airplanes to even count, but just did my 51st trip to Australia. So the franchise owners there, where we have 200 franchisees there, and it's a big company in Australia, and we've done our people there have done an amazing job, and so, but you have to be committed to the area if you want to build it, and so it does require a lot of time away, and you gotta balance that with your family, and I've got a great wife that we've been married for 29 years, and so from our standpoint, we plan it, we work it, and the family comes first, and in so many things that we do. And I got that from my dad. And then in marrying Andrea, her dad came with the package, as father-in-laws come with it. But mine was a little different in that I hired my father-in-law, and he was our first general manager in the business, and started working in a Signorama store, and learned the industry and the business, but he brought the mentor program to our company. He brought training and learning and just working with people so much better. He had great training, and he ran his own business for years as well, but we built up and grew from there, and to have that. And then he got sick, and we were in the hospital, and he said he wants to be able to give back, and he didn't know what he could give back. And we came up with the idea of JJ's Entrepreneurs, which was a business plan contest. And we would judge it each year and give out a winner. And we would mentor that business. And we gave $10,000 to the winner and $5,000 to the second place. And JJ would mentor them and work with them. And over the years, that worked out real well, and then JJ passed, and that really took a lot of us it sent us all for a loop, kind of, and so we wanted to really take what he had built and take it to another whole level. And so we established the Titus Franchise Center at Palm Beach Atlantic University. And my oldest son, AJ, graduated from there and was the president of the student government there for 2 years. And we know the people there and felt very, very comfortable with their morals and ethics and what they would do. And so we created an endowment and set it up and then went to work. And we did what we do. We, you know, started building a brand. We got the right people in place and recruited people to be involved. And fortunately for us, Dr. John Hayes accepted the position and moved to West Palm Beach. And the timing for him was amazing. And he did accept it and moved forward. And he's done an amazing job with the center. And so last year was our first year. And we had a great reception there. The president of the university has just been thrilled with the growth. We have 40 students now in a concentration of franchising, and it's the only program of its kind in the state of Florida. And so from our standpoint, you know, we've got a concentration in franchising as part of a bachelor's degree at Palm Beach Atlantic. And so it's great to see the students get involved, and we've taken it to another level with internships. And initially UFG was the company that was providing internships, and now we have 5 different companies, Chick-fil-A and TBC and Sloan's Ice Cream and Edwards Global Services are all part of this, and we're working on several more for the students. I know I had at United Franchise Group, we had 9 interns here this last semester. So the program is expanding and growing. We've got I think it's over 40 advisory board members now, franchise executives that have come from all over. So it's just... I have to thank God and everything that's been done there. It's a God thing, and then it's a Dr. John Hayes thing, and then it's all the people that we've been blessed to know over the years that are a part of this now. And so the franchise center is really flourishing.
Well, I'm proud to be a part of it as well, I've made 2 meetings that have just absolutely floored me with what I've seen. And you called out the president, President Fleming, at Palm Beach Atlantic. Every bit is involved and passionate about this program. I mean, I got to know him a lot better at this last meeting. And what an incredible guy, just a superhuman being, in addition to the support that he's providing to the program. And he's really engaged in it. It's not just a decision in business or for the university. You can feel his passion is very, very much a part of the program as well. So let's talk about the program, and let's talk about your vision and John's execution and how all this is coming together. And of course, I'm proud to be on that advisory board, and we've got a lot of work to do to ensure the future of the Titus Center so that we can put the word sustainable in front of growth, because you can't be writing checks forever, and neither can the people who initially anteed up or stepped up. So we've got to find more ways to sustain the growth and to spread the word, don't we?
Yeah, you're so right, Stan. We have a program that is in place and it's flourishing. It even attracted a Tampa businessman who funded $300,000 for a student competition and to earn, and invest in a franchise. And so we've got people are coming from all different places and even outside the state of Florida and all over. And so we're excited about that, but you're so right. We've got to continue to work toward a complete sustainable model that our franchise ease and all the franchisors that are involved in this are all contributing, whether it's through the internship program, whether it's through giving, whether it's through hiring, or placing them in franchises. Because these students, look, I'll share with you a quick story. When we announced the grand opening of the Titus Franchise Center in West Palm Beach, there was a lot of press, local press there. And after the event and after the opening of it, we did some Q&A with the press. And the first question I got asked was, why would you want to set this up so that kids flip hamburgers in McDonald's? And I just could not believe the lack of knowledge of franchising by our press. They just don't have a clue when it comes to the importance of franchising in people's lives and what this has meant to so many entrepreneurs and so many different people. And I said, look, we're not teaching kids to flip hamburgers here. We're teaching them how to own McDonald's, and not just a McDonald's, maybe the whole company someday. So these students are going to learn franchising. They're going to have on their resume franchising from training sessions and seminars, from referrals from franchising experts, to they're going to be able to not only get jobs at franchisees' locations, but get jobs at franchisor headquarters all over the world. They're also going to be able to own their own franchises, as we also have had several different students that are from out of the country that have been here looking at master license opportunities to run a franchise company in their country. So we believe the opportunities are endless for these students, and this is a complete give back to franchising and the students, and we want to be able to train them and raise them up in franchising so that they just have more and more opportunities. And what franchising does is it does for economies and all over, but certainly here in the United States, is, you know, we generate more jobs, we pay more taxes, and build and grow our businesses. So in all different industries, as you guys know. And so from our standpoint, we are thrilled to build and grow this program in the school, and to be able to see someday down the road a major in franchising, and for our school to be not the only. We want to be the first, but we want to multiply this, and we want to ultimately down the road franchise the franchise school, and not that we'll sell franchises, but I mean be able to license it and set other schools up with the right agendas and curriculum and set everything up for them to be able to plug in all over and outside the United States, as well as Dr. John Hayes and myself. We both have a lot of contacts outside the country, and many of our advisory board members do as well. So, Stan, we're going to be looking for ways to take this and in a lot of different directions as we give back. And it was an easier decision than outside people even think, because some of our best employees have come from Palm Beach Atlantic University. And so having that and saying that, our VP of Ops for Transworld Business Advisor is a 26-year-old graduate of Palm Beach Atlantic. Our president at Signorama is a 27-year-old Palm Beach Atlantic graduate. So we look at this and say, yeah, it's the right thing to do, and we are getting a benefit from it as well. And I think all the franchise companies that are involved in this school will get a benefit and a great return, but not only give and do the right thing for the students, but it's a give back to franchising, Stan.
You're listening to Franchise Today, now in its ninth season of podcasting. I'm Stan Friedman, along with co-host Paul Segreto, and we're talking today with Ray Titus, serial entrepreneur, franchisor, author, and now philanthropist. Franchise Today is brought to you by the Franchise Foundry, where Paul Segreto and his team have been bringing emerging brands to market for more than 30 years. The franchise foundry fosters healthy, sustainable growth for their clients, the kind that comes from experience. The foundry provides both coaching and consulting, a hybrid approach that delivers more effective solutions for both the franchisor's corporate team as well as for their franchisees. The Franchise Foundry team is rich in practical, hands-on experience and expertise with general business management, operational and change management, digital marketing, and, of course, franchise recruitment and development. Plus, the Foundry team can also assist with creating roadmaps for potential mergers and acquisitions and provide the kind of guidance you need to navigate them. Learn more about Paul Segreto and the Franchise Foundry, along with their expanding list of clients, at www.franchisefoundry.com.
Franchise Foundry. Boy, I'll tell you, Stan. Franchise Today is also brought to you by FRM Solutions. Must be my age. Offering best-in-class CRM and document management software designed specifically for franchising. FRM empowers real-time business intelligence, communication, and collaboration between all members of the franchisor's team and prospective as well as existing franchisees. This enables you to seamlessly and simply track, access, and manage all messages to and from prospective and existing franchisees, including text. Legal and compliance is simplified as well with FRM's document management, and even site visits can be digitally facilitated and scored with FRM. Make today the day you give FRM a look and assure that all of your candidate and franchisee correspondence, including text messages, are being permanently tracked and stored in candidate and franchisee records. FRM even provides state-of-the-art digital experiences for your prospective franchisees, replacing old-style virtual brochures. No long-term contracts, multiple upgrades each year at no additional cost. No excuses, just solutions. Check out Stan Friedman and his excellent team on the web at FRMSolutions.com. Ray, you know, I couldn't agree with you more about people outside of franchising being so, let's just call it uninformed about franchising. We could talk all day about that and some of the experience that I've had with American Express over Small Business Saturday and them excluding franchising in the early years to Seattle City Council when they were trying to put through and did put through the higher wage rate, minimum wage rate, starting in franchising before it did for independents. It just never ceases to amaze me that there are rather intelligent people out there that really don't understand franchising. So this and what you're achieving with and what you're looking to achieve at the Titus Center for Franchising is definitely long overdue, well long overdue. I know earlier in the show you mentioned that, you know, this is the only program of its kind in Florida, but probably it's the only one of its kind with franchise, you know, concentration in the U.S. And just to let some of our listeners know, the Titus Center concentration in franchising curriculum includes three academic courses: Principles in Franchising, Franchise Creative Ventures, and Franchise Management Operations, plus an internship. Explain for our audience, you know, how the student integrates that with their other studies, because this is a concentration, it's not yet a degree in franchising. Explain how a student would integrate that together and what a day in the life of that student would be like as they're going through this program.
Sure. Many of them are majors of accounting or marketing or business management, and in the business, in the Rinker Business School, where the Titus Franchise Center is, we tie all of them together. And so every one of those majors are needed in franchise organizations. And so these kids, they come in for, you know, in internships, and not only are they smart and really, really bright in these different areas, and we've gotten great ideas from interns here at UFG, but these are good kids. They really on the they're really been brought up right, and they bring a lot to the table for a team. So they tie that all together with franchising. So those skills that they learn, now they're starting to see how they can apply these different, whether they are going to be an owner of a franchise or whether they're going to be an executive in a franchise organization, and or it start as an employee in a franchise operation and learn from the inside out and work up, and like many great successful owners have done over the years, from Truett Cathy to, you know, you go through them all, that they started real small and they worked their ways and ways up. And we actually showed the founder, the movie, The Founder, to all the students in school. And then we had a Q&A session after it with three of us from franchising, from Chick-fil-A and from Sloan's Ice Cream, that and myself, that answered questions from the kids, and I need to stop calling them kids, because they're really not kids. They're really young adults that have just, they're flourishing in front of us. With the center also, that what we've done, and Stan's been a part of this, is create some programs that other franchise organizations can benefit from as well. So there's a sales boot camp, as was mentioned earlier, that's in January, and we're putting together programs to help franchisors and kind of matching them up with the students. But also there's going to be a benefit to being on this advisory board, and we feel really strong that we want to bring other benefits to franchise organizations that join up and do the right thing. So we've established the first sales boot camp, and to help franchisors grow and build and grow their franchise. And, you know, they can get a lot more information about the boot camp at www.pba.edu /franchising camp. And so that is another give back to franchisors.
Yeah, that URL was actually www.pba.edu/franchisecamp. Let's not get the audience looking for you and not able to find you. That's franchise camp after the forward slash, and you can find plenty of information there. Or I'm certain if you just go to pba.edu and look up the Titus Center, you can find links as well. Ray, in next fall, I believe, is when Dr. Hayes has told us that we can expect some more news, can't we, with course curriculum going up to the MBA level and some more information about that, and as well about correspondence courses. Tell us a little bit more about what's on tap for that.
Well, yeah, we're really, really excited about the next steps in the, you know, and MBA concentration and franchising, and some of the courses that are going to be offered online, and being able to take the school to another whole level. And next spring, students are going to be able to enroll in a European study tour, and John Hayes is going to lead the tour. And, you know, they're doing London and Munich, and there's actually a franchise show going on next month in Germany, and I was on the phone with the promoter yesterday regarding that, because we'll be there. United Franchise Group will have a couple booths at that show in Germany. So the world keeps getting smaller and smaller, and we believe that we are in the perfect situation, helping students grow and training them and raising them up in franchising, and really educating not only the students, but as we said earlier, the press and the general public about the importance of franchising, and how we are a collection of small business owners and entrepreneurs that benefit from each other. And just having a big training school and a give back like this is one thing, but to take it to another level in franchising, and overall to just enhance the view of franchising around the world.
Now, who doesn't want to come to West Palm Beach in January of 2019? I mean, the perfect time of year. And thankfully, too, we should give thanks to another member of the advisory board and acknowledge Tom Portizzi. This is going to bolt right on to Franchise Expo South, right? So anyone who's participating in Fort Lauderdale is right down the road, and this could be a great 1-2 punch, right?
Yep, that's a big, big franchise show that's going to have hundreds of franchise opportunities right in Fort Lauderdale in January to kick off the year of, 2019. And so, we wanted to set up the sales boot camp before the show so that we could work with some franchise companies and franchisors to help them to ensure their success at the trade show as well. But, Stan, that show is going to be an amazing event for anyone who's looking at owning their own business or taking their business to another level, or even turning their business into a franchise, which we do that as well here at the United Franchise Group.
Ray, we talk every week, as Paul introduced you today and explained how we ask the same question week after week to every CEO or executive that comes on and joins us to share their nuggets with our audience. We always make light of how franchising is not intentional. Unless you're born into it, as were you, it's not something that we, with purpose, go to school and study for, or at least not until now, because this is the mission, I think, part of the work that the strategy committee is doing for the Titus Center is what can we do to make franchising more intentional? How can we get the word out? How can we help those who think they know about franchising and think it's all about a hamburger learn a little bit more? So I think that what we're doing here is tremendous work for the next generation or generations to come. How do you see us getting the word to more people that perhaps don't even know any more about franchising than the experiences we discussed at the beginning of the program today? What's the vehicle? How is this university going to be able to bang the drum to the point where we can get a cadence of communication going at a different level than we are seeing today?
Well, Stan, I don't think it's unlike any franchise brand that you or I have been involved in all these years. You got to do it one step at a time and get the right people involved and put together a plan and hit goals and drive it each and every year to be bigger and better. But in this case, we got to throw in education and educating these, not only the students about franchising, but all the different opportunities that are out there for them to explore and build. And they can go into over 7,000 different industries. And it's just amazing the opportunities that they have in front of them, but we got to get the word out, like you're saying. And it's podcasts like this. It's the traditional media. It's getting it on our websites. It's how do we link up the growth of this school and the education with all the franchise organizations that are involved from an advisory. It might be links on the website, Stan. It's at trade shows. We need to be passing the torch of franchising to the next generations, as you're saying, but doing it the right way. We need to train them and make sure that it's done the right way. And, that starts with each and every one of us. And for me, I've got three boys. They're 27, 24, and 21. And the 27 and 24-year-olds are already here working full-time and doing a great job, and they have a great respect for the history of franchising and what it's done for so many people out there. And my 21-year-old, he's a senior in college this year, so we're going to let him figure it out another year before he can decide what he wants to do. But each of them make their own decision, but you need to see it and live it. And that's what I think our job is. This generation is a great generation. I don't know about you guys, as we celebrate Paul's 61st birthday here, I don't know about you guys, but I hear a lot of guys and a lot of people our ages complain about this generation not working the same way or not doing the same things or expecting different things. And I can tell you that's all part of that is true, but what they're missing is how great this next generation is and how smart they are and how creative they are. And so if we can marry up the old school work ethic and the old school experience with the new school enthusiasm and creativity and technology, then I'm really, really excited about what the next generation is going to bring to franchising.
I couldn't agree more. I think we're in an entrepreneurial society, and I think today's generation and generation coming up behind them is going to open doors and open eyes like none before them. It might be a little bit different than we're used to because we grew up, you know, where the typical job was a 9-to-5 job. And to them, they might start at 5 o'clock at night and end to 10 the next morning, but get an unbelievable amount of work done. You know, I think it's important to take a look back because I want our listeners really to understand the importance about educating people about franchising because there's too many that just don't understand it. And I remember when I first heard the word franchising, my in-laws, my new in-laws at the time, were getting ready to move to Texas right after we had my wife and I got married. And my father-in-law had said, you know, if you guys ever come down, we should look into a franchise. I didn't know much about franchising. And, of course, I remember reading books that said, you know, if you don't understand something, go find a book that has it. Learn all you can. So I remember going to the store, and I bought a book called Welcome to the Wonderful World of Free Yourself in a Business of Your Own. And there was a chapter about the wonderful world of franchising. And, oh, my God, you know, reading back now, I think what a disservice to franchising, the crap that was in there, clearly by somebody that didn't understand the business model of franchising. And I think as the business model has become more complicated, I think that gap might have grown even larger than it was back then. And certainly what you're doing with the Titus with the Titus Center for Franchising, I think is just extraordinary. And the more that gets out, the more education that we give of people, I think it's going to not only create better franchise executives, I think it'll create better entrepreneurs into the future and also better franchisees that really didn't understand. I think about so many people that don't understand franchising, and we start down the trek of working with them to look at franchise opportunities, and they're just babes in the woods. They're lost, the deer in the headlights. So kudos for this. I know it was a long time in the making. Love that dreams come true. Certainly love that entrepreneurship, you know, lives on and on. Now into your third generation, that's just extraordinary.
Well, thank you very much for that, Paul. And as you said, you know, we love helping people achieve their goals and dreams. The Titus Franchise Center is one of my dreams. And so it is, it's for, you know, the all of franchising. It's for the kids. It's for the school. It's for my father-in-law and my father and my family. And so it's one of those labors of love that, you know, we are looking to expand and grow and looking for this next year to be even twice the year that our first year was, which was a great success. And John and the team are doing a wonderful job.
It's January, right around the corner. It's almost here, January 22nd and 23rd in West Palm Beach. We neglected to mention, I think, that there are also 300 CFE credits for attending, which is just an icing on the cake value add. So you've got the Franchise Expo South. You hit the boot camp right adjacent to it, and you get 300 CFE credits for the doing. Hey, you know, I asked a question before that I think I've given myself the answer to, Ray. I asked, how are we going to get that word out there and continue to get that word out there? Well, with 40 students enrolled now, I know that a great many of them have already made commitments to becoming franchising professionals coming up. They're going to actually acquire franchises. I think those 40 are our best ambassadors, and the 40 that follow those, and the 80 and the hundreds others that come after, the successes that are born out of this curriculum are going to become the drumbeat that helps us turn the corner on the media and on the lack of education as to what it is to be a professional in the world of franchising. Ray, we can't let you get away without giving you the opportunity today to share some more information with the audience as pertains to you, United Franchising, to the Titus Center. What best way for people to find you and find out more?
Well, you know, Stan, the 30-second commercial on us is we're United Franchise Group, and we've got eight different brands and that are really growing and expanding, and that's unitedfranchisegroup.com, and you'll see all our brands and our franchises that are there, and we'd welcome an opportunity to meet and talk with folks that are interested in owning their own business or a master license in a country or just making a change from our standpoint. And from the school standpoint, for franchisors that are out there, we'd love to have you involved, whether it's joining the advisory board or just supporting it financially or taking interns into your office, and so many other ways that franchise organizations can get involved. And finding great employees for the future is always going to be a part of our organizations, and this is a great way to do that and to give back at the same time. And for students out there, there is no better industry for you to be looking at and no better area for you to have an incredible career and future than franchising. And so I would highly recommend the Titus Franchise Center and Palm Beach Atlantic University, which is one of the finest universities around. And like Paul said, one of the only universities that has this concentration in franchising and all the opportunities that are right here and the contacts that are here in Palm Beach. Not that we want to even mention that the president drives by the school very often on his way to Mar-a-Lago. So we get some great plugs, we get some great PR, and the university is just in a beautiful spot for students to enjoy their education and build and grow themselves.
Awesome.
That's awesome. And remember to look for PBA Titus Center for Franchising on Facebook. Like the page. They're also on Twitter and Instagram. And also, we didn't really have time to get into this, but I think it bears mentioning, next spring, Titus Center students can enroll in a European study tour. John Hayes will lead a tour to London and Munich, where students will meet franchise executives and learn about the challenges of international franchising. Many of PBA students come from abroad, and many students want to work internationally, and I knew I had to get that in there before we ran out of time.
Well, Ray, it's been a real pleasure having you with us today.
Ray, I appreciate you being our guest today. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. It's my honor to be with you guys, and thanks for all you both do for franchising.
As you, Ray, as you, and of course, as Dr. John Hayes as well, who who's been given to franchising for as long as I've known him. And he is now in a position that he's been preparing for this his entire career.
Sure.
And now he's where he belongs.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Very true.
Absolutely. Couldn't imagine him anyplace else.
No, it's perfect.
Great.
Thanks
again, Ray. I also want to thank Monica Fide and the team at BizCom PR for doing their work with Titus Center for Franchising and, of course, being a very loyal supporter and promoter of Franchise Today. We really, really appreciate it. Well, Stan, next week we have another special guest coming to us. I think it'll be his third or fourth segment on Franchise Today. And, of course, this one is a little bit different than it's been in the past, and you had a recent conversation with him. So I'm going to give you the podium to announce next week's guest.
Well, next week it'll be a privilege and a pleasure, as it was today, to be talking not only with a professional in franchising, but somebody who's been part of my life for a great many years, and that's Steve Greenbaum, who's re-emerged yet again. So, you know, Steve has been involved with IFA in leadership, a chair of the IFA in the past. He spent many years, again, with a family business, much like Ray, with, you know, Postnet, and recently sold Postnet and stayed under the radar for a little while trying to figure out what's next in his life. And Steve has reemerged as the CEO of Comfort Care, and we're going to be very happy to spend some time with Steve next week and talk through the vision of franchising through the eyes of somebody who has lived a lifelong dream of business ownership, business leadership, and service to the International Franchise Association. So I'm really looking forward to next week's interview, Paul.
Absolutely. And in addition to being a past chair of the IFA, wasn't he also an Entrepreneur of the Year for the IFA?
Quite right. You are quite right.
Yeah. Tremendous. It'll be an honor to have Steve back on the show. Well, until then, my name is Paul Segretto, wishing you the best, the very best, in this great, great thing called franchising. And Franchise Today is out.
Franchise Pros, Stan the Man, Paul Segretto. Time to show you the way of franchising today. Hey, do you possess the spirit of an entrepreneur? Want to lay your business plan down like a rug or a floor? Or maybe you have a dream of opening a chain of delis? Or whatever passion lights that pilot light under your belly? Or do you want to start a business, fam, using the proven trademark from another brand? And grow together and expand like a rage of fire, from a single to a multi-unit empire. Well, pay attention to this podcast that you hear and streaming in HD. Fine-tune both your ears. And Stan and Paul lays down the law. Whether you want to be a franchisee or a franchisor, it's all about sustainable growth, the sensible franchising, proven concepts, the smart enterprising. So use your left and right side of your brain and absorb this knowledge here. Franchising Today. Badlands, baby. Franchising Today. Sustainable growth, the sensible franchising. Franchise Today. Sustainable growth to sensible franchise. Franchise Today. Franchise Today. Franchise Today.